Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 118, verses 14 to 16. The Lord. The Lord. Let me just read the verses to you. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord. This psalmist doesn't mind repeating himself. He's trying to draw attention. The people of Israel, he's writing this song for them. He's trying to draw their attention to God himself, the Lord. And what a necessary word it was for Israel way back in the Old Covenant. But it's for us today. We turn so constantly to man, the exaltation of man. But the psalmist reminds us, draws our attention, brings us back to the heart of the matter. It is the Lord. Verse 14, verse 15, verse 16, verse 16 again. It is the Lord. He has done it. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my strong. The Lord has become my salvation. Strength, song, and salvation. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. The Lord's right hand has done many mighty things. He's given us joy and victory. And it resounds in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done it. The Lord's right hand. The Lord's right hand. The hand of power. The hand of authority, of strength. He has done mighty things. He has accomplished it. He's rejoicing, he's triumphing, he's glorying, boasting, if you like. Not in man, not in self, but in God. And he keeps saying it. He keeps repeating it. He keeps stressing it. It is his testimony. It is his own praise, but he's encouraging others to worship and praise and exalt God. This is exaltation. This is shouting. This is not a quiet mumbling. He's not mumbling in his beard and just speaking in a whisper. This is victory. This is triumph in God. This is what it would be at the very last day, of course. But in when Christ reappears in glory, this is how it will be. But now it is even our experience now, brother and sister, or should be. It will be our eternal testimony. The Lord has done great and glorious and mighty things. Now, the psalmist can speak of joy and victory resounding in the tents of the righteous. The picture is of war, of course, of the war camp. Oh, but we can come much higher than that in the New Covenant. What can we speak of? We're not talking about conquests of lands. What are we speaking of? Our eternal redemption in Christ. Rejoicing in the blood of Christ. Rejoicing in the righteousness of Christ. Rejoicing in the power of God's Holy Spirit. Rejoicing in the power of God's love to us. The redeeming grace and mercy of God. The Lord has done mighty things. Look how the gospel has reached into the uttermost parts of the earth and is still spreading. May God grant it success. May there be many today who be brought from darkness into light, from death into life, and they too join their voices and add their shout to this. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord has become and is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Oh, if anybody listening to me is yet unconverted, may the day, no, the moment, the minute, the second, now come, when you will cry, the Lord has become my salvation.